From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Charges now face a man who is threatening to harm himself Tuesday night. 50-year-old Ronald Key of Eureka accused of breaking the front window of the Humboldt Bay Fire Station 1 at 533 C Street in Eureka. Police say when they arrived, they found Key sitting on the ground. He appeared to have an object in his hand that he was holding to his wrist. He was distraught and ignored officers' orders. He had apparently thrown an orange traffic cone through the window. After a few moments of negotiations, officers were able to approach him, place him in handcuffs, and under arrest for vandalism. Key was not hurt in the incident, but has been arrested multiple times by Eureka police for vandalism. The most recent, September 20th, when he vandalized a parked county-owned vehicle on the 700 block of Wood Street. Humboldt County Office of Elections looking for poll workers for the upcoming statewide general election November 6th. The real need is for clerks who open and close polls, issue ballots, keep track of who's voted, and in some polling places where there are multiple precincts, serve as traffic directors guiding voters to the right precinct board. Clerks earn a base stipend of $91. Eligible poll workers must be a registered voter, legal permanent resident, or high school student age 16 or older with a 2.5 GPA. Estimated hours 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. plus setup. Visit the Office of Elections website for more information and to submit an online application. Well, Humboldt County has a game plan both to help prevent and respond to wildfires. In 2002, when first drafted, it was called the Master Fire Protection Plan. It's now known as the Community Wildfire Protection Plan. And the goals include reducing human-caused wildfire ignitions, increasing community resilience and adaptation to wildfire, and also increasing residents' ability to effectively prepare for and survive wildfire disasters. You can see the plan in full at humboldtgov.org. The Stand for the Redwoods Festival is happening this Saturday in Orrick. It runs from noon to 5 p.m., a free, family-friendly music festival happening right next to Redwood National and State Parks, home of the world's tallest forest. The event celebrating the league's 100th and Redwood National Park's 50th anniversaries. Safety of pedestrians and bicyclists, the focus of a federal grant to the California Highway Patrol for the coming year. California Pedestrian and Bicyclist Enforcement and Education Project runs from October 1st through September 30th next year. Bike and pedestrian fatalities account for 29% of all roadway fatalities in the state. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.